Previously on Keep It Simple.
I'm Gavin Durson. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky, and who in the world are you?
I'm Tom LeComp from Louisville, Kentucky, and the thing that we have in common is we both attend churches that are otherwise known as simple churches, organic churches, house churches.
Weird churches.
I don't know how weird yours is, but...
Gavin Durson here.
Tom LeComp.
And we're here to talk about all things related to simple church, house church, micro church, organic church, actually discipleship. That's really what we want to talk about, and because for us, that's one of the main reasons that we're in this. So
we're going to talk a lot about church, but church is not the central part of this podcast, and we hope that everyone realizes that Jesus is the central part of this podcast.
The last thing that I know, and I know Tom and I share this heart, but the last thing we would want to be doing is lifting up something other than Jesus in these podcasts or in our day-to-day lives.
Going back to the scripture, Acts 2:42, it says, you know, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship. It's hard to fellowship with somebody when you only see them an hour every week.
You're wanting to be involved in simple church because of who you can keep out of the body, mm-hmm. rather than the opportunity to bring new people into the body, then I say good luck, but I don't think it's going to work.
What is Simple Church to you, Matt? If someone were to come to you and say, well, I heard you're a part of Simple Church, what is Simple Church?
Well, the thing that it's not and that I thought it was at first was, well, we're not going to meet together in a building with 300 people. We're going to meet in a home with 10 other people. But that still is such a small view of it. Simple church is simply the idea of joining, get together with other Christians to say that I am called to my neighborhood or whatever my context is. If I, you know, whatever my hobby is for you guys, it's skateboarding, whatever it is, I am called to be a missionary to these people. In addition to my job and taking care of my family, I realize that it is my mission every day to make sure that the people around me are impacted for Christ.
There is no more false teaching to be found in a simple form of church than there is in an institutional church. In other words, if you're going to have false teaching, you're going to have it in either venue. One is not more susceptible than the other.
Yeah.
So.
I think how you do simple church is very important as it relates to hearsay. And I will say that my personal experience has been that I don't think there has been a lot of what we would kind of say false teaching that has been a big issue in many of the simple churches that are around in the network I'm involved in.
One of the big concepts in simple church, if you do any kind of reading or research into this, how do you disciple someone within your simple church? And the question, the answer always comes up with one word: mentorship.
Yeah.
Mentor someone. You're mentoring someone. Someone is mentoring you. It's not, you know, you don't sit in a classroom.
Yeah.
Go through a book together and think, okay, now everyone's on the same level. You know, everyone is mentoring someone else. And again, you may not even be aware you're doing it. Someone's looking at you and they're really seeing what you're going to do next. What are you going to do in this situation? And then they'll react to that.
Yeah.
So it's mentorship, and you can't do that without hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
What is our vocation, and what do we do with our day-to-day lives, and how are we exposed to people who need Jesus? You know, if we spend all our time in a church environment surrounded by other Christians, we never get out. Maybe you're in ministry and all you do is church. You may have a few contacts out there that, you know, of unbelieving people, but how do you do that? How do you interact with unbelievers? Where do you find them? Do you live your life with them? Are you part of their life?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that it's a danger both for the traditional church and for the house church.
Yeah.
We get insulated and we get you know, inwardly focused, and we forget about the people out there. Unless like you said, the key word is intentional.
Yeah.
You have to plan on doing this.
My default, I realize, is not to go and you know, I would like to think that if I just wake up and left to my own self, that I will just go out and do this. But I kind of come to realize I don't think that I will. If I do, it'll be despite me. It won't be because of any sort of thing. And that, I think that was my approach to discipleship, quite frankly, for a long time. I just was kind of like, well, I'm going to do a bunch of Christian stuff.
Yeah.
If people ask me to come speak, I'll come speak. If we're going to do a camp, we'll do a retreat. We'll do a men's meeting. We'll do a whatever. And just doing Christian events, meetings, boom, boom, boom. Is just throwing. It's like if there's a big wall called discipleship, just throwing as many things at it. And at the end of the day, with the idea, I kind of hope some of this sticks.
Where a small church or house church is going to gel with their leadership is when a crisis comes up, a test, a trial, a disciplinary action. That's when you're going to find out who your leaders are. You're going to find out what they're made of, who you're going to follow. Hopefully, you know, who is following the scriptures, who is following their ego. And that's been true in our church, and I think it's true in any church, no matter what the size or structure.
Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeCompte and Gavin Dursen, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Keep It Simple podcast. This is Gavin Dursen here, along with Mr.
Tom LeCompte.
Yeah, this is the podcast where we like to get together and talk about simple church, organic church, ministry, and living. And we really do believe it is a way of life, and that's something that we talk about here. If you're new to the podcast, we welcome you. Make sure you go back through our archives and check out. We're here today kind of to celebrate our first year. We've put quite a bit of podcasts together, haven't we, Tom?
Gavin, have we been doing this for one whole year?
I believe it's been about a year now, and we appreciate those of you who have written us and commented about our foolishness and discussions here.
Did you ever think we would go this far?
I never dreamed it, Tom. I never dreamed that you and I would be together this long.
Let's see how we do for this next year. I don't know. Maybe in 2015 we'll ask the same question. But I tell you, I really enjoyed doing this, and I really like getting together with you, Gavin, and just sharing our hearts about what God's doing through His church, whether that church is three people in a living room or, you know, 1,000 people. But I really... God is doing some cool things in the church, and especially in the expression that we call simple church, organic church, house church, micro church. Sometimes we use these all interchangeably, but God is doing some cool things through the relationships that happen within these small groups of people.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. You know, part of the reason Tom and I did this, or at least for me, was to say, hey, this would be a great opportunity for Tom and I to get together and deepen our friendship, and I've really enjoyed that. And, you know, Tom's in Louisville, I'm here in Lexington, Kentucky, and for whatever reason, God seems to be doing stuff with Simple Church in Kentucky. I'm sure He is in other states as well, as we've heard from many of you up from other states. But it's been a real privilege and a joy to have these conversations every month or so. We get together and record two or three podcasts. And Tom, you put a lot of work into adding them and putting them out there and getting it all set up with iTunes and all that. So I'm really, really grateful for that. So thank you for all your hard work.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I get to listen to our foolishness over and over and over again. And some of the things I remember well are like when I was interviewing the wives of our church, and we were making fun of your mustache. That was fun.
Yeah, that mustache lasted for a while, and now it's gone. And now I have what a lady told me the other day looks like a tsunami. For my hair was doing a tsunami.
You got that
Hawaii North Shore wave going on. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. I really enjoyed our podcast. You know, we've had several guests that have joined us too. Matt Wheeler, who's one of the leaders in the Simple Church Alliance here in Central Kentucky, and David Toth, and of course
our wives
we had. That was good. That was actually, if you're new to that, I just remembered we were kind of talking about what was some of the best ones. That would be the one to listen to first.
Our wives are more wise than
definitely the wives podcast than we are. Yeah. Would be a highlight and one to probably make sure you check out if you didn't. And I know it was enjoy getting to meet Miguel, your friend Miguel.
All the way from Ecuador. We Skyped him in.
That was really good. And you know, I'm excited to see what it's always thinking about, what are we going to talk about next? We've covered a lot of different topics, and we'd love, I don't know if you're new to the podcast, maybe go back through and check out some of the other ones, and let us know what are some issues you guys are struggling with. I know there probably are some things we've not talked about that I'm sure we'll get to, but if you have something that you would really love to hear us comment on, if you're new to Simple Church or House Church, let us know, and we'd love to comment on those in the coming year.
If you want to leave a comment, I'm thinking there's a way to do that on our webpage. You know, if you record an MP3 and upload it to our webpage, we'll review that and see if we can play it on the podcast. Not promising, but we'll see if that works. Also, if there's a subject matter you want to specifically cover, we'll bumble through that as well. We'll at least give you our opinions, even if they're wrong.
Yeah. And also, I know that there are, in the coming year, we're going to hopefully have some more interviews with some folks. Ken Eastburn, I've spoken with him about doing an interview, and he's the director of House to House. And they're a great website. If you're new to Simple Church, check out housetohouse.com. They have a lot of great resources there, a lot of great writers that write for them. I think he'll be joining us soon, and hopefully we can get maybe Felicity Dale to join us. We've talked about having her on. I'd love to have her on. If there's anybody else you'd like to have join us, man, let us know. We'll give them an invite. Maybe we'd have you on. If you're out there doing Simple Church and you've got something you'd like to contribute to the discussion, let us know. We'll figure out a way to get you on the podcast and let you share what God's doing, not just through an email, but even on the podcast. We'd love that. So,
well, Gavin, it's been a wild ride, and look forward to more. Grow some more facial hair, and we'll make fun of you, and likewise, you can make fun of me.
That'll be great. I'll try to do that. And
hopefully you're not making fun of what we're talking about, because we feel like this is important. And I was interviewing someone this summer, and they asked us, why do you do this podcast? And I simply told them, my answer was, hey, there's a lot of people out there talking about this, but we just want to be one more voice that we think is saying something positive and solid about this movement, if it is a movement, and I think it is. But we want to be a clear voice that we hope is biblical. We hope is it reflects, what the church could be, was in the Book of Acts, an effective missional church.
Yeah. And I think that I'm for people talking about this, whether or not they're actually doing it or not. But I know, Tom, you've been doing Simple Church for a long time. And
not that long.
And I've been doing it a little bit a ways. I'm a few years down the road with it. And so, we want to hopefully be there to represent people who are, as people are not just talking about it, but this is what our families do. We don't. We're not, this is what we've been a part of. We've been committed to this, all in with it for the last 4 years, and you for the last 10 or so, 15, I don't know how many
11
years.
11 or 12.
Yeah, and so,
12 years now.
Again, that doesn't mean anything other than just to say that, sometimes people talk about it, but it's just something they want to encourage, but not necessarily for themselves. And we want to be people that encourage it, and also people that say, this is for us, and, we're all in with it, so.
Yeah. And as we said on our first podcast, if you think this podcast is only about doing church in a small venue, that's part of it. But what we're really about is about, Jesus Christ and Him as our Lord and Savior, Him crucified. That's what we want to preach.
Yeah, and really as a way of life. And, you know, I've said it on this podcast before. I'll say it probably a bunch more. You know, to me, Simple Church is simply the vehicle. It comes underneath the Great Commission, of Great Commission living in our culture, in our day. And if you set out to make disciples like Jesus did and you start there, I think Simple Church is the byproduct of that venture. And that's what I want to be about, and what I want to encourage is for every believer to engage in the Great Commission and make disciples in the way Jesus did, and watch Simple Church happen. Watch it emerge naturally and allow it to emerge naturally, and you'll be in for an incredible journey, a hard journey, but it'll be a life-changing adventure that I think you'll be glad you went on. And that's what we're about. That's what I'm about. And to any end we can help you, man. We want to be there for you, not just for you to listen to this, but also to come meet with you, talk with you on the phone, email, encourage you, whatever we can do.
Right. We're doing this as a resource. We're certainly not making any fame through this, but if we can provide a good resource, that's what we want to do.
Yep. So thanks for joining us for this first year. We'll be back with some more exciting adventures of Keep It Simple podcast, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Take care.
Stay with us for one more year, at least. Thanks.
You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a Simple Church podcast, or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.
So we ready? Are we already recording?
What's it like to attend a simple church? What goes on in those living rooms?
We haven't figured it out either.
Get lost. You don't have authority over me.
We are happy that you can keep it simple in our presence. So, you know, I really struggle with that.
So I need to speak up and use my radio voice more.
I can't wrap my mind around that.
Well, I'll throw my confusion into this.
You're blowing my mind.
Sometimes it looks a little chaotic. Watch your language.